It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, March 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. The BLM just announced its decision about the Elk Creek mine in Somerset. Back in 2012, Oxbow Mining requested a royalty rate reduction. They were asking to reduce the amount of money they pay the government for the coal mined on public land. After more than 3 years of consideration, the request was denied. This is Stephen Hall, Communications Director for the Bureau of Land Management.
It was an odd situation because, as you probably know, shortly after the Oxbow royalty rate reduction request was sent to us, the mine had a geologic bounce and shut down operations.
The purpose of royalty rate reductions is to tilt the balance sheets. If something went wrong and it's no longer profitable to keep mining, the BLM can adjust what the mine pays, either allowing them to mine more coal or simply staying open and saving jobs and the local economy. When the mine closed, neither of those was possible. If the reduction had been approved, Oxbow Mining would have kept about $750,000. A bill that cleared the Colorado House would give counties more local control. No, this isn't about oil and gas. It's about ATVs. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
House Bill 1030 was initially sponsored by Representative J. Paul Brown.
What sparked me to sponsor it was that there were some counties, Ouray County and Hinsdale County, that wanted to be able to require driver's licenses. They were told by Colorado Parks and Wildlife that if they did that, they couldn't get trail funds to improve their trails. That was the real problem.
Aside from allowing counties to require licenses and liability insurance, it also has something for OHV drivers. They would be able to cross state highways in towns, something that's not allowed right now. Brown says that expanded access will make things easier for drivers and make the Western Slope a lot more attractive.
Tourism is such an important part of our economy on the Western Slope, and especially in House District 59. And this just makes it a little easier for these off-highway vehicles come into our communities and to be able to be part of the economy.
Brown expects it to clear the state Senate without any problems. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
An environmental advocacy group has a new interactive extreme weather map that charts natural disasters across the nation and in Colorado. KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports.
Environment Colorado is a nonprofit advocacy group that's part of Environment America. Campaign organizer Hannah Gregory says while the interactive map is being released nationwide, it's tailored to the disasters and experiences of individuals in each state.
In Colorado, you know, recently we have seen such increases in flooding and wildfires specifically, and so we're just addressing those recent disasters that we've seen and showing ways that maybe we could make a difference to mitigate future disasters.
Scientists say climate change contributes to conditions that help create megafires. Gregory says visitors can use the map to discover weather and climate data collected by the Department of Agriculture and other organizations. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
The map pulls data beginning in 2010 and also includes drought and tornadoes. Colorado is overall one of the healthiest states in the country, but things are starting to change as the population grows and changes. One of the unintended side effects is a widening disparity between the healthiest and the least healthy counties. Benda Berklin has more.
Colorado's scenery and recreational opportunities are some of the main drivers causing people to move here.
The amount of sunshine, the world-class skiing, hiking, fly fishing, the ability to go right outside your backyard and experience nature.
Dan Gibbs lives in Breckenridge in Summit County, where he's been for more than a decade. As a county commissioner, he says he's not surprised to learn that he's living in one of the top 10 healthiest counties in the state.
People are really believe in healthy living. When you're at a restaurant or a bar, people are always quick to say, you know, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Or what kind of mountain bike do you have? You want to go hiking or fishing or backpacking?
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation put together the 2015 health ranking. It looked at a range of factors, from smoking and drinking to premature deaths and obesity rates. Burt Hubbard with Rocky Mountain PBS News analyzed the data for this story.
On almost all indicators, but one that stuck out, the Western Slope counties were the healthiest counties. 5 of the 10 healthiest counties in Colorado or on the western slope.
Pitkin County, home to Aspen, was the healthiest in the state, followed by Douglas County, a Denver suburb, which also happens to be the wealthiest county in Colorado. Other regions didn't fare as well. Jeff Bontrager is with the Denver-based nonprofit, the Colorado Health Institute.
We know that southeastern Colorado, for example, has been one of the most economically depressed areas in the state. Also, when you look at rural areas, they may not have as many resources available, especially if it's an economically depressed area.
The least healthy of Colorado's 64 counties include Huerfano, Conejos, Castilla, Los Animas, and Rio Grande. Sarah Hughes is the research director for the Colorado Children's Campaign, which tracks the health of Colorado kids.
When you look at where counties ranked in terms of being healthy, it aligns so closely to the pattern that we see in poverty rates in the state.
She says it indicates that policymakers need to take a broad look at health, everything from education to economic development.
Just focusing on those things that we think of as being traditionally health-related, like health coverage or access to healthy food, won't necessarily be enough to improve the overall health of Coloradans.
Colorado has seen some positive trends. Smoking rates are going down, and over the last decade, fewer teens have been sexually active and fewer are binge drinking. Colorado is still the thinnest state in the country, but Kyle Legleiter, the policy director for the Colorado Health Foundation, says that doesn't show the whole picture.
Although many people perceive Colorado being the healthiest state in the country, when you take a look down at the specific data about what's making Colorado healthy and what's making us not healthy, there definitely are areas for us to improve. We have remained consistently the leanest state in the country for adults, but when we compare our adult obesity rate for this year to what it was back in 2006, our actual ranking for today would make us one of the most obese states 10 years ago.
And even the healthiest counties aren't healthy in every area. Take binge drinking. According to the Rocky Mountain PBS News Analysis, only 9% of people in Lincoln County on the Eastern Plains and Rio Grande in the southwest part of the state binge drink. In Summit County, that number jumps to 33%. Sarah Hughes thinks it's largely cultural.
Anecdotally, we do hear from some of our grassroots network members up in the mountain communities that they do see higher rates of drinking and substance abuse in their communities, and kind of heard people attribute that to the vacation kind of tourism atmosphere that they have up there.
Another challenge is the widening health disparity among various regions as the state's population grows. Analysts are still trying to figure out what could be driving that movement. This legislative session, state lawmakers will also be taking a closer look at how to lower the cost of health insurance. Fewer Coloradans are now covered through their work, and in the mountain regions, the insurance rates are still the highest in the country. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.